This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Police in suburban Milwaukee are trying to figure out why Terry Ratzman, a member of the Living Church of God, opened fire during a church service held in a hotel. He killed seven people Saturday before taking his own life. Chuck Quirenbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports.
Some members of the Living Church of God say 44-year-old Terry Ratzman suffered from bouts of depression and was worried about the pending loss of his contract job as a computer technician. But police in Brookfield, Wisconsin, say as they continue their investigation, they're honing in on Ratzman's deep connections to his church. Police Captain Phil Horter says investigators are looking at everything, from controversial church sermons predicting the apocalypse to the possibility that Ratzman was gunning for Pastor Randy Gregory at the Saturday service. Horter notes that Ratzman killed both Gregory and his son and wounded Gregory's wife.
That would lead anybody to conclude or speculate that those persons were possibly targeted.
Captain Horter says the other congregants Ratzman shot were most likely random victims. The Living Church of God is based in North Carolina and teaches that cataclysmic events will soon occur. It urges members to avoid the secular world, staying away from juries, politics, or even the military. The increased scrutiny of this church does not sit well with some church leaders.
What's it going to take? How long is it going to last until we have some peace here? We're grieving. Eight people have been murdered.
Church administrator Charles Bryce scolded reporters last night as they waited outside a prayer service and meeting 10 miles west of where the shootings occurred. Tom Geiger defends his church and its teachings.
The church has offered nothing but support to its people. I've been a part of this church for 35 years. I know. I wouldn't have stayed for 35 years if they were abusing the snot out of us.
The neighborhood where Terry Ratzman lived with his mother and sister is also getting more attention. Cars now drive slowly past the modest two-story home where the Ratzman family has lived for decades. Neighbor Ken Stump says Terry Ratzman was a good man who would help him with yard work. Stump says the last time he saw Ratzman alive was as he was headed to the church service on Saturday.
He drove by, dressed nice. He waited for me and I waited for him, and there he went.
Outside the hotel where the shootings occurred, John Sertalek takes a picture of eight white wooden crosses erected the day after the shooting. Sertalek says he's a local lay minister and hopes Terry Ratzman's attack leads churches to pay more attention to members who appear to be having troubles.
And apparently he was troubled, and that was not a surprise to people. But what could we better do as image bearers of God to reach out to people that are going through difficulties?
Police say they're sifting through thousands of files, some of them encrypted, found on Ratzman's home and workplace computers. Investigators are trying to discover what prompted a devout churchgoer to suddenly attack his fellow worshipers. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quirenbach in Milwaukee.